In this last meditation, since the mantra was Om Tat Sat, and this is Sat Yoga after all, we should remember that what we are doing is reuniting with Sat. But what is Sat? It is one of the most ancient words for the very essence of our being, the ground of our being, the Supreme Being. All the other words for God, Buddha, and all of the other words for transcendent states derived from Sat. But we have to make this word more than just a concept, but a reality, by reconnecting with the source of our being in the heart, by returning to the silence of pure presence. Our beingness is our awareness, because the essence of the cosmos is consciousness. It is not matter. And because we are consciousness, and the consciousness of the universe and our consciousness are one, the ground of our being is our very self. So we don't have to search or yearn or strive to reach some great other in the sky. We just have to stop running away from the self and realize that we are that. The religions of Kali Yuga have denied that. Most of those religions have enforced a belief in dualism. In fact, they even historically burned people at the stake for proclaiming the non-dual reality of our oneness with God or with Sat, with truth, whether in the Christian or the Muslim world, or the Jewish world for that matter. People have been excommunicated and killed for that assertion that came out of the mystical ecstasy of realization. Fortunately, that's no longer the case, and we are free to speak of and to experience our oneness with God. But the irony of history is that that freedom came along with a scientistic mindset that ridiculed even further the option of believing that you are one with a God who is no longer believed to be, and that the world is only matter in motion and not living eternal consciousness. But now, thanks to the quantum revolution and the change of even the scientific mindset to recognizing the interconnectedness of all being, even at the level of elementary particles, it is open for a rational, scientific mind once again to find the way to that realization of non-duality. And it is, in fact, the only explanation for what we are and why all of this is, and the only path to freedom from the enchainment of what is otherwise the conditioned false self that is the only other option. And the way out is simply to become the witness to the ego mind with its conditionings, and to realize that every thought that occurs in your mind is not yours. It was implanted there by an other that has been internalized. You did not teach yourself language, whatever language it was. You weren't born speaking Spanish or English or Swedish or whatever. It was implanted. And the conditionings of what to think and what to want and what to fear and what to believe were all indoctrinated into you through your so-called education. And we have to uneducate ourselves as to all of that in order to find our way back to the real self, to the Sat, and rediscover what is the truth of our being. But once you have bought into the conditioned mind the mind that proceeds through language and is attached to self-images and to emotions, there is no free will. That mind cannot get out of its own trap. It is the product of the trap, and it is the trap. And it cannot escape from the trap without losing its own illusion of being, which it is conditioned not to do. And so it is said that, yes, the ego is free to get what it wants, but it's not free to want anything but what it already wants. And when you realize that what your ego wants is not really good for you, does not really help you grow, does not help you attain peace, does not help you fulfill your life and live in joy, that the ego continues to bring you on a path of suffering and offers the illusion of a carrot in front of your eyes that you will never catch up with, and that you will always be on that gerbil wheel going round and round seeking a mirage of happiness that you will never get. And your life will be one disappointment after another, one loss after another. And most people's lives goes in that cycle until they dig themselves a grave of devastation and despair and ultimately drop the body into that grave. And now the whole planet faces this same grave crisis in which the ego mind is locked in its conditionings to want power, to want domination, to want possessions, to want all of the very things that keep the world in poverty and oppression, in fear, in torment. And we have to learn to want something other than what we have been conditioned to want. But to do that, we have to realize that we are not what we thought we were. We are not the ego and all of its self-images, good and bad. We are not the physical organism that is so perishable and fragile, and therefore we are constantly concerned with our welfare, our health, our longevity, our cosmetic appearance, etc., etc., and we live in a very superficial ghetto of existence, which is valueless and ultimately again doomed to fall into the same ultimate inevitable result of the impermanence that is the lot of the body. It is only when we have transcended that and re-identified with the Sat, the eternal presence, the self that is not an ego and that is not limited, that is not personal, transpersonal, divine light, by realizing that in the silence of our heart, we will be free, and the portal to bliss and to eternal fulfillment will open to us. But it is only through having the courage to go through that portal and letting go of the fears and the illusions of pleasure that always end in pain of the ego, the strength to not look back and to not falter on this path to liberation, that we can change not only our own destiny, but the destiny of humanity and of our planet and of all the beings of nature who depend on us. Because beyond that portal is goodness, is grace, and is the power to change our world. But within the ego, we are powerless and helpless and defeated. We must move from this state of being helpless, egoic creatures in the grip of irresistible impulses, emotional forces that want to addict us to the old substances and attitudes and things and people and relationships that are unhealthy for us, and free ourselves through a relationship with Sat, with the Supreme Self, that enables us once again to realize who we are and what all of this really is. And through the grace and the power that is given by going through that portal into the unlimited self, that power becomes shareable, transmissible to the entire world. And so you can be a bringer of that power of freedom to all beings once you gain your own freedom from the ego mind. This is the imperative. This is the ethical imperative of our lives. Without gaining this power through the renunciation of the false self, we have nothing to offer anyone, whether it's your own children or those of other people, but the next generation growing up that seeks role models and guidance and vision and energy and love can only be given by those who have gone through the Sat door. That is what we can offer as a legacy to the world. But we can offer it only once we have surrendered to it and become it and let go of all separate identity with the body and with matter and with the creation until we are again in union with the Creator, power of love that has brought all of this into manifest form and is the presence that sustains that form, will transform it, and will renew our planetary lives through our willingness to give ourselves again to the Sat, so that it, through us as instruments, can be given to the world. So let's dedicate this final meditation to going through that portal and then being the portal, the channel through which the power of love and light and healing can flow for the sake of the salvation of all beings. Mm-hmm.